During this election cycle, many candidates in both parties have kept their distance from the journalists covering them. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, two Republican candidates, thousands of miles apart, recently took their distrust to extremes.
Tony Hopfinger is the editor of the Alaska Dispatch, an online news site with 10 reporters. He went to a publicly advertised event held by Republican Senate candidate Joe Miller at a public middle school in Anchorage to ask a few questions. Hopfinger caught up to Miller in a hallway, but soon got arrested and handcuffed by private security guards.
Sir, you're trespassing. You need to leave.
This footage was taken by a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News, and it shows Hopfinger, his hands cuffed behind his back, while three security guards moved other reporters away.
They rented the entire school building?
Yep. So this is what's going to happen.
Show me the leash.
If you don't leave right now, I'm going to put you in handcuffs too.
Miller said he was being hounded, and Hopfinger bumped a guard. Last night, Miller told CNN's John King that the reporter had an agenda.
Well, I think that there's been a real effort here in Alaska to basically take away from the Alaskan voter the opportunity to see the issues that are before them. There's been a concerted effort to cloud it with things from the past that really have nothing. They're petty issues, and that's all they are.
But Miller acknowledged to CNN what he would not to Hopfinger, that he had been rebuked for doing political activities at the office while working on a government job. Hopfinger, who has written in the past for Bloomberg News, Newsweek, and the Anchorage Daily News, says he was just doing his job.
I just would like to see our political candidates, not just in Alaska, but around the country, stop blaming the media for their problems and answer the questions.
In many races all over the country, candidates are ducking reporters. Longtime political writer John Ralston of the Las Vegas Sun says he can't get the Republican Senate candidate's campaign to acknowledge his requests for her public schedule or for interviews.
You have these Washington pros mixing with longtime supporters of Sharon Angle, and so there's no real campaign structure, and so you can make a request and it goes into a black hole. I mean, their requests have taken me weeks to get answers to.
Ralston says the incumbent, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, has long held the press at arm's length, wary of saying something embarrassing. And these days, all candidates know people with flip cams can turn minor gaffes into career enders. But Ralston says candidates with a passionate base or a lot of money are finding they can tap into the public's mistrust of the media.
What you're seeing, especially on the Republican side with Tea Party candidates especially, is that they've decided they don't need the mainstream media, that they can go right through us, they can ignore us, they can deride us and get more votes in so doing.
Sometimes a candidate's hostility is driven by genuine human anger, as in New York this fall. Republican gubernatorial nominee Carl Paladino accused the New York Post of sending a photographer to take pictures of his young daughter through a window at the house of his former mistress.
You've done another thing to my daughter's house, and I'll take you out, buddy. You're going to take me out?
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
What?
In case you missed it, Paladino said, "I'll take you out," and presumably not for a ball game. The Post's Fred Dicker has accused the campaign of posting a new website called Fred Dicker Lies, listing his home address and phone numbers. A Paladino spokesman, Michael Caputo, said the campaign had no involvement in the site. Caputo told NPR, quote, "Getting in a fight with the New York Post is not a good strategy for victory." And indeed, Paladino's approval ratings dropped steeply after the incident. But for many candidates, keeping the press at bay appears to be working. David Folkenflik, NPR News.